Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Blankenship covering. Safe. Kernig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. Kernig moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kernig scores. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to home to get Ruth. Gehrig moves to third. Musil moves to second. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship fires to first and picks off Combs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musel moves to third. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musel scores. Lazzari moves to third. It's 3-0, Yankees. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kernick hits a line drive towards the mound. Connolly reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barrett moves to third. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field. Barrett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barrett. Gehrig scores. Musel goes all the way around to score. Lazzari moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dugan hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kahm hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Combs moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to home to get Combs. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hunfield fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Yankees. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Hoyt hits a line drive towards first. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-2 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Moore pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruth. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hoyt, and towards Koenig, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Gehrig scores. Musel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan bunts towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Yankees. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hoyt bunts towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari scores. Collins moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Koenig fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause pinch hits for Bert Cole. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.